Okay.
So, yeah?
Oh, I was just saying, all right, here we go.
Here we go. I think Andres probably set us up for this, and thankfully he's here today. I'm going to be taking the lead for this committee going forward because this is Andres' last day. He's moving on to Commissioner Udaly's office. But he's here, thankfully, to help us, remember what our task is for the today and any questions you guys might have going forward. So I'll just start leading this conversation. If you guys have ideas about how you want this to go in the future, let me know either now or later. We can set up some time. As I understand the agenda for today, we want to both talk about what the agenda will be for the RSC when we meet later this month, and that the main agenda item was going to be our work plan. So we wanted to focus primarily on what elements of the work plan to share with the RSC. Is that your understanding?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I didn't send the work plan to you, but what I have in front of me is the same as several emails that Andres sent to you. One was sort of a summary of what the PHB's work plan was for this part of last year and this coming year. There were some ideas that Margot shared with all of us, and then there was the earlier work plan that included the FAIR policy, mandatory relocation policy, public education and enforcement. And then Ian today shared an idea about reviewing PHB's policy around rent increases for affordable housing. So I was going to ask, is there anything else that we want to add to that list?
I'm not seeing that email.
Yeah, Kim, did you sent out an email about different topics?
No, what I was saying is that I didn't send an email, and that what I have in front of me is just a recap of what Andres sent to all of you earlier. What I could do is forward one of the emails from Andres, and that would probably help all of us.
Yeah, that'd be good. I think I'm just having trouble recalling what they all were.
Yeah.
I could also, if it would be helpful, take a picture of the document and email it to both of you.
Sure, yeah, that'd be helpful.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
So that sent. So like Kim mentioned, it's a recap of first Mike's topics, then the topic Ian suggested, topics that Margot has brought up in meetings, and then PHB's work plan at the bottom. So just all on one page so we can talk through it holistically.
So I'll wait till you guys get that, and then we'll walk through it.
Got it.
Do you have it, Ian?
I'm trying to pull it up, but please just continue without letting me delay.
Okay. And I'm having difficulty forwarding. But Andres, as he said, he just sent something. So I'll just recap what I have here on the paper. First was the FAIR policy. We talked about changing the income requirements from 2x rent for 80% MFI and below, and 2.5x rent for above 80% MFI, because this current policy adversely affects low-income households. We also talked about the implementation date for FAIR. We had a discussion last time we all met regarding a delay. That letter was sent to the commissioners, so we don't have a complete answer yet on that recommendation. But as it is right now, we have posted the current rules, and they are slated to go into effect March 1st. The mandatory relocation policy, we talked about defining the associated housing costs and a discussion for guidance and intention regarding the associated housing costs and mandatory relocation policy. There's also defining the housing crisis and setting parameters to objectively define what is or what isn't a housing crisis. And then there's a topic of public education, how to streamline getting the public up to date and the online resources for new policies. So some of those pieces are in play, but we certainly need more guidance. Enforcement, how to best enforce a complaint-driven system. So right now, there really aren't any mechanisms for the Housing Bureau to enforce. Everything would go through the court system as it's currently set up. And then there is the Ian's recommendation to review PHB's policy around rent increases for affordable housing. And then Margot asked that we look at rental registration system procurement, the tenant opportunity to purchase, constructive evictions, relocation assistance and rent control, and overall... I'll just read what it says, but overall lack of accountability with landlord-tenant laws and education, and then relocation assistance limits, and then lastly, a case study on milepost 5. And then in terms of what PHB is currently working on, we're working on the Title 29 admin rules and education, and in partnership with BDS, the FAIR permanent rules, there's still education to go on about that. Relocation assistance permanent rules still need to be approved and posted. Local landlord tenant law trainings, those are in progress. The mediation pilot, we've done some research, but we have a ways to go with that. And then the rental registration procurement system, we've gotten money secured for that, and we're in the very beginning stages of that procurement process.
Okay. Did we hear back from any of the council's office, I'm assuming Commissioner Udaly or the mayor, on whether or not the implementation date for FAIR would be extended? Well, the enforcement of FAIR?
We did hear back from both offices, and there definitely was a conversation about those ideas, but there was not consensus about how to implement it, so I'm still waiting to hear more.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there wasn't consensus about how to implement it, meaning whether to delay the effective date or to consider an amnesty. Is that what you mean, Ken?
Right, both. So there was definitely consideration of dates and time frames, but there was different time frames being discussed. There was definitely discussion of amnesty, but then there was a number of legal ramifications that needed to be understood regarding that. And so there was no consensus and it's not even a matter of consensus, it's really a matter of knowing what is the right response at this point, and I think those conversations are still being had.
Did the conversation end with an intent to extend whether FAIR implementation altogether or potential amnesty, or did they walk away saying, there is an agreement here, let's see if we can, we'll continue talking?
My understanding is that there's still some intent to continue talking, and they're talking about both.
Okay. What other timelines to discuss?
Well, I was going to move on to another topic. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask what timelines were discussed.
The whole range, you know, just as the committee made recommendations that ranged from 3 months to 6 to 9 months. So I don't think anyone has landed on, so it's the whole range. So I don't know at this time.
Didn't my recommendation say 45 days from
I didn't say, I didn't mean 3 months. I meant it ranged from 30 days all the way out longer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. But no, no one thought that the RSC was recommending longer than 45 days.
Okay.
So the other thing I thought I would raise is whether there's anything coming out of Salem we'd want to look at. And I know it seems maybe kind of foolish to talk about prospective things, but maybe that means just holding space or at least just re-emphasizing flexibility, because I know, like, if the speaker's item around an emergency goes through, I just really don't know how much that would impact us, given that we already have a local emergency. So anyway, I'll just throw that out, and I wasn't sure if there were other ideas that folks in the room or that Katrina might have.
No, that's a good idea. We should probably always keep space for that conversation.
On another unrelated matter,
mm-hmm.
Did we have, because this will help me anyway, think about what topics to discuss, do we have any recommendations or applications for vacancies to be filled?
No, the announcement hasn't gone out yet.
Okay.
But I will definitely give an update about that process at the meeting.
Is there a
very well
anticipated timeline?
The anticipated timeline is this month.
Okay.
Kim, do you have a recommendation on talking through the items and trying to... Well, do you have an overall recommendation
on
next 5 months, 6 months, what that looks like?
I think first it's probably to explain to the committee what PHB is required to work on. So those items that I outlined, and there may be a few that are added. And then... As a process recommendation, I suggest that we send out the full list. That is, if we don't shorten the list today, we could send out the full list. Spend 10-15 minutes explaining each of the items, and then go through some kind of dot exercise where people are given, say, 3 dots or 5 dots, and say, hey, these are the 5 most important things to me that I want us to address over the next 12 months. And then as staff, we could come back to all of you the following month with a proposal about how we would fit that into a 12-month calendar, and what are maybe some of the steps that would be included with those work plan ideas. So that's one approach. Another approach could be that you could just tell me, like, what are your 3 to 5 top issues from this list?
Well, yeah, I mean, so a couple of thoughts. In the past, this has been driven, and I may be saying something that's obvious here, but it's been driven more by, like, what needs to happen more immediately. In terms of policies that either council's considering or that rules need to be ironed out on. So that's one consideration. The second is we haven't been that sort of open slash democratic in terms of setting the agenda. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's just a different practice. I think in the past we've kind of said, here is where we think we're settling, and then you know, taken that to the full group for consideration or amendment or suggestions. And maybe that was only because we had a better sense of what was really necessary in the next, you know, 6 months, especially with security deposits and screening. So, and then my last concern, or I guess just thought, which could be a concern about opening up to the whole group, is that it's then entirely dependent on who shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, given that we have some vacancies right now, and given that we, you know, it could be sort of random based on who's there and who's not, that could shift things one way or another. But a counter could be, well, you know, Ian and Katrina on the phone isn't any better than that. So just some thoughts, and I'll hear what Katrina thinks.
I mean, so the difficulty is, after setting a agenda of things that we wanted to talk about, it definitely got interrupted, and I imagine that that will continue to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that tenant opportunity to purchase is something that Commissioner Daly's office is exploring right now. Does the Bureau have any role in it right now?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, I do know that their office is exploring it, so that's something that I think would make the most sense, since it's something that's going to come up. Yeah, that's really it. I have a hard time saying that. To Ian's point, I have a really hard time saying these are the things that we're going to discuss. I feel like, I think what would be useful for us to do today is to flag the things that are being discussed immediately and then bring it to the RSC for discussion and rank and priority. That's what we discussed in the last executive committee meeting.
Take this list and reorder it on the basis of priority?
Yeah.
And you'd like me to do that? Like, create the priority?
No, that the RSC would do that exercise together.
Okay.
Maybe would do it together.
So something like the DOT exercise that I recommended?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want them to do a DOT exercise, or do you want them to list these, like, 1 through 10? So that we keep everything?
What do you think, Ian?
I think we should prioritize them. And, well, sorry, so the question is, are we just saying everything stays in and we just order them 1 to 10, or are we saying that there's some sort of threshold where we cut things out and say, like, we're not going to consider this at all?
I feel like that would come up in the discussion.
Yeah, but what we need then is a way of deciding that, you know, the answer to that, because my concern is that, you know, certain people have heavily weighed in and obviously feel those are important to talk about, and it could just be awkward if it's kind of back and forth without, you know, like, well, here's how we're going to decide this next step approach.
All right, I have an idea. How about this? What if we set up a survey that has all of the different topics, give folks 3 options, or 4 options, and we can send it out ahead of the meeting, and for folks that haven't completed it by the time they get there, we'll ask that we'll give some time in the meeting to be able to do it silently, so we don't lose track of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just give the options of, like, high priority, medium priority, low priority, take off the list completely, and then just tally up all the votes for each of them from each of the commissioners.
Okay. And is there any, just because I was hearing from Ian, there might be some value in giving, offering some criteria for how to define something that might, like you might take off the table altogether, or that might be high priority. Is there any value in that? Like saying like a high priority might be something that's already in the works through a commissioner?
I think it feels like there's so many differing opinions on the RSC that I don't know that we could define that objectively for each person.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, for example, the income limits or whatever, I'm pretty sure the tenant advocates are going to rank that low priority. The landlords may rank it high.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that's going to come before the council, I don't know. We're on different sides of the spectrum. Unless there are objective things that I'm not thinking about. Do you feel like there are, Ian, and I'm just not seeing them?
Well, I mean, some of the things obviously are happening, like the procurement for the rental registration, for example.
Right.
So, but I do hear what you're saying. I guess if you could kind of like have, like if there were a matrix that was kind of like definitely happening versus not happening on one side, and then like, I don't know, impact or importance, right? Because some of the things are like they're definitely happening, but they're small or they're just definitional. And some of the things are definitely happening and they're big. Some of the things, like an opportunity to purchase, is not definitely happening. It's kind of an advocate slur right now, but it's big.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just don't know how much we can kind of define things in advance. So the more I think about it, I kind of agree that we should just do like a ranking exercise and then just open it up for discussion. I mean, maybe we're comfortable with just a long meeting that is more kind of like work session-y. And we just talk a lot.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I like the dot structure because it allows people to kind of get up and engage, and I think that different things rise to the surface when that kind of approach happens. I don't know if there's a way to do a hybrid, like everybody kind of think on your own and give these things some thoughts and then do the dot exercise. Are you opposed to the dot exercise, Katrina, or were you just...
I'm just trying to think about time and how to not minimize discussion, but maximize the time that we have for discussion. So in terms of like folks thinking about what they're going to say and responding to the room, et cetera, if folks have thought individually within their own organizations or their own personal interests ahead of time and have ranked them, we come to the conversation with our perspectives already shared. And the discussion is just about what our perspectives are that we've shared. A dot exercise, we're defining that in the room and then talking.
Yeah. Does someone join us?
I don't think so.
Okay. So wondering if Christian jumped in. I can do that. I can do a combination of sending this information, asking folks, you know, to do the pre-work of ranking, and then in the time that we have, you know, having a very sort of limited dot exercise where we reserve most of the time for the conversation. And then the question I have for you both is, do you want that conversation to be popcorn style, or, you know, like 3 minutes for each commissioner?
Yeah, I think that we need to at least limit, until everybody's spoken, limit the amount of time that somebody speaks. And that's fun.
Yeah, I think it works really well when we do that. Determining that everybody gets a certain number of minutes to speak ahead of time. Normally I'm not for that, but it works really well.
Well, I think, and I think it's also one of the pieces of feedback that Andres and company heard from people about just, like, how the meetings function and how they're managed.
Yeah, right.
I think we should respect that.
Right, that's why I'm saying, like, for this setting, it works really well.
Cool. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that one thing that I forgot to mention, but that has been in the back of my mind, and that I'd like to add to the list is screening for supportive housing. And maybe supportive housing generally. Just wonder if there are other policy topics we want to discuss around supportive housing, like on the front end screening, but on the back end evictions, for example. Like, are we going to have a different standard? The extent we can we or PHB can regulate some of the big Portland and then Metro Bond developments that are going to be coming through. So anyway, that's a huge topic. But I think it's something we'll need to grapple with. I just know from writing the Bug Cart Commons, it's just a totally different set of considerations than even what was in FAIR.
Okay, yeah, I hear you. I'll add that to the list. And if I may, I just wanted to add something that staff have been thinking about for a while, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So many of us at the Bureau have been asking the question, and it's really not, right at this point, it's really not the role of the Rental Services Office. It really relates to the Metro Bond, right, and TIF and all of the projects that are coming online. What is the role of PHB or the Rental Services Commission to weigh in on whether or not our partners should be required to utilize some kind of low barrier screening criteria, and what would that look like, and how would you implement it?
Zooming out a little bit from that, to some degree, we can have this conversation, but I'm sure it's a PHB conversation as well. Is to what degree is PHB just a pass-through housing finance agency versus that and a regulatory agency?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark.
Yeah.
So that's, there's a lot there. I would be interested in, for example, the mayor weighing in or the housing commissioner. So get Cupid to that meeting. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, at least kind of put it on the radar there as something to talk about. So going back to the agenda, as I see it, historically there's been a staff update, and in that staff update, of course, we would be talking about the trainings and the FAIR rules, the status of relocation rules, and anything else that you would want to hear an update on?
Did you mention new commissioners?
No, I did not mention that. So new commissioners. And we can come back to that. And then after the staff update, we would talk about the work plan. Would one of you want to take the lead on that?
I mean, I can. What was that?
I was just saying, do you want to take the lead on that?
Sure.
So a description of what our work plan had been, the survey results, and then walking us through I think the survey results, and then the next was the dot exercise. And then after the dot exercise, the round robin of discussion.
Well, yeah, and can we do it this way? I think that I would like the agenda to itemize these, because I think it's important for people to kind of get a little bit of idea about the structure.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so like prior work plan, and then is there a point before we prioritize? I feel like there needs to be a point before we prioritize where we at least have a description of what things are. And so, well, let me say this first. I think that when we send out a survey, we're going to get a flood of other ideas. So that could kind of throw us off. But, you know, it sounds like Margot was the one who contributed the most in terms of ideas. And I just think that we might hear some others from the landlord advocate side. I could be wrong about that. But some of those, like I'm forgetting what case study Milepost 5 is. Off the top of my head. And so I just think that in order for people to be able to do the prioritizing approach, or maybe even just answer the question in the survey, they're going to need to know what that is. So do we want to have like a point person for each one to just say, this is what this is, for like no more than a minute per topic, and then we can do the prioritizing, and then we come back and have a general discussion?
I would... suggest that either you, me, or Katrina does the description piece of it, and then if we are confused, then we point to one a person in the committee to give us the 2-minute review.
Okay.
Do you have thoughts on that, Katrina?
I'm fine with that. I have no preference. I think either or sounds fine, whether each individual person who brought it up shares, gives the download, or we do.
Well, Kim, are you comfortable saying it? Because the reason why I kind of said okay and I was thinking about it is I'm just not sure that I'm able to articulate all the aspects of all those.
Oh.
Yeah, and I have to agree, I'm probably not able to either, but I would be happy to take a stab at it, after my staff update, kind of give the description, and then send it to you to say, you're going to lead us through the work plan and the survey results and the dot exercise and the discussion. And of course, I probably would have to turn to Mike or to Margot and say, did I describe this correctly? but my concern is that because most of these ideas are coming just from two people, we would probably be giving them the floor for about 15 minutes.
Hey, if you guys are hearing some funny noises, it's because I'm changing a newborn diaper. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cute noises, not funny noises.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm fine with either or. Whatever way we decide to go, that's fine.
I agree. Yeah, that sounds good, Kim.
Okay. And of course, you guys can give me feedback when I send out the draft agenda. What else? Andres, anything else you think that needs to be on the agenda after the work plan?
No, I think that sounds good.
Hey, y'all. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a phone call that I have to get to for a meeting that starts at 3. Is there anything that we need another vote for? Should I stay or can I go?
If you have everything you want on the agenda, then you can probably leave it to us to do the time allocations, which is the only part we'd have left.
Okay. No, I feel pretty good with everything on the agenda. I'm pretty sure that topics conversation is going to take up the whole meeting because it's a pretty big list. So I'm good with time allocation. Y'all can move forward with time allocations.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ian.
Hey there.
Hey. So, anything else that you'd like to add to the agenda or thoughts that you have about the time allocations?
Well, I guess the one thing I'd say is, you know, we haven't had a ton of public testimony recently, but of all meetings, to me, this is one where we should be open to accepting ideas from public testimony. So I guess that would just mean we should preview the ideas and then maybe pause for that. Pause for testimony and then come back and kind of do the prioritizing thought exercise.
Okay.
And then have the general discussion.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
And in terms of timing, I mean, that sounded like a pretty meaty staff update. Do you think that's like 15 minutes, 30 minutes? What do you think?
I think it's 15 minutes at the most.
Okay. And then, you know, I'd like to just, I'm forgetting, do we have, I know in the past we had like a pretty in-depth multi-month work plan. Did we pretty much run the course on that? We don't have a current work plan?
I think the last topics from that were about rental registration that weren't discussed,
yeah.
And those are going to circle back.
Okay. Well, what I would like to do is at least have the work plan from like last spring, just to remind people, I don't know, like what we've done and kind of where we've been and how this all shook out before, because I think it will ground people in what I was saying earlier, which is, you know, when this body began, we were all excited to kind of hit the ground running with great ideas and new ideas and kind of do that grassroots policy formation, and then we couldn't do that, and we had to follow this other, we had to respond to these existing needs, but now that's our chance to decide, maybe to balance between those two, like as existing needs pop up, we respond and give input, but otherwise we can sort of drive this on our own. I just think it's good to kind of like remind folks of that possibility and that tension that has existed. So anyway, if it's possible to have those just to show people, because everybody's so busy that I wonder if everyone thinks, wait, what have we been doing for the last 18 months?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then I would just, you know, kind of start walking through the topics and kick it to, so timing. So I would say like a 10-minute introduction is all I think I need, and then like 15 minutes to describe the topics, and then maybe 3 minutes for public testimony, and then an hour for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And could we call it like discussion and work plan formation, or something that makes clear that the goal is to reach a final product or some decisions? Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be like discussion and then it's 4:30 or 5 and we're like, oh wait, we're done, wait, what are we doing?
I want to get us as close to done as possible. If nothing else, I think if to troubleshoot the possibility of us not completing, we could end the conversation with, you know, 5 or 10 minutes about here's what we heard, were the sort of the criteria that we would use to elevate something to the work plan. The executive committee is going to take back this list and come back to you with a final product.
That sounds good, because by that point we will have then kind of funneled at least probably a degree where we have some broad buckets of priorities, and then I feel comfortable with having heard everybody's input and feedback.
Yeah.
But it may be that it's just there's kind of a clear preference. I just doubt that that's going to be the case. And I do worry that we're down, in terms of the balance, we're down on the landlord side, right? That we have fewer landlord advocates right now than tenant advocates.
Right.
So anyway, that could shift the balance, and I think there might be a point where Christian, Katrina, and I need to kind of like just do a spot check in terms of that balance.
Yeah, and I think also in terms of facilitators, I mean, in some ways you also represent a landlord, although a unique, the nonprofit landlords, and to put on that hat and say if some of those voices are missing, you know, we could anticipate that these would be the concerns for this particular constituency, and so we can keep some things on the list if you and Christian and Mike see some gaps.
Fair enough. I mean, I can play that role more. I always try to kind of straddle both sides, which is another way of saying everybody hates me. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think we'll have enough voices in the room. I really hope Christian can make it though, so it might be worth just confirming he'll be able to be there.
Yeah, I'll check in with him personally.
Thanks. And then I had one other quick thought. Oh yeah, would you either, if you or Andres know it off the top of your head, or if you could just circulate the bylaws, I just want to make sure I'm remembering how topics are referred. I think if anyone can refer a topic and then the executive committee decides, but I just want to make sure that we're able to answer that question, or I might include it in my intro just to kind of ground people in the fact that we all have these shared bylaws that we set up and agreed to.
Okay. So I'll just recap for you, and then of course I'll send out a draft for you guys to respond to. There'll be an RSC staff update, which will include legislative issues, training, fair rules, relocation rules, the letter that you guys sent to the commissioners, and how we're recruiting for new commissioners. Then you can discuss the bylaws. I can then do a recap of the work plan concepts that were shared with us. And then after that, there would be, and then I would give the survey results, and then after the survey results would come public testimony. And then you would lead us through a dot exercise or some kind of prioritization exercise. And then you would lead us through a one-hour discussion about the work plan prioritization. And then halfway through that discussion, we would shift towards the work plan formation. And before all of this, I would have given you a work plan, a summary of our previous work plan and what we've accomplished to date. Sound right?
Sound right, yeah. And in terms of that, I would just want to think, and I can glance at the draft and send it out, you know, how much do I want to say about the work plan, the prior work plans, and then when to sequence the bylaw piece. Like, it might be nicer to just say, remember, we used to start with the work plan as a general concept,
mm-hmm.
and kind of go through that, just the history, and then remind folks of the bylaws and kind of the process here. But anyway, I can think about that a bit. The one thing I did want to ask is, so the survey would just go back out to all the members and say, here are the ideas that have been proposed. Do you have other ideas? Or would we be asking for specific feedback at that point, or are we just asking people to kind of like give it some thought and prep for the meeting?
My thought was that I would ask them to rank them 1 through 10, 20, whatever it is, and then leave a, you know, a blank, you know, other ideas, and that wouldn't replace the dot exercise, but it would make people do some thinking about prioritization prior to the meeting.
And then would we share that, or would it?
And then I was thinking of sharing it. Yeah. Unless you think that would prejudice the conversation.
I don't know. Andres, what do you think about that? I mean, so let me just say, I really like the part about forcing people to think about it. And again, I think other ideas will come in. I'm just not sure how much that gets us if we're then going to do the dot exercise in terms of bringing together the bigger group.
Yeah, I think you should ask for people's preferences once, whether that's in the survey or in person.
Okay. All right, so let's just do that. And if you can just circle back with Katrina and let her know, because it was her idea to do the survey. But let's just ask people to think about it and then ask for, say, like, here's a list. You know, think about, we're going to have a discussion about preferences. Think about, like, what's important to you. And then just send us any other ideas. And then we can just do the dot exercise in person. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, it totally does, yeah.
Okay. And then if you can give a little structure to the dot exercise, like about what you think's important, that'd be helpful. And maybe that's just like high priority, low priority, you know, middle or something like that.
Yeah, and I can have it all printed out beforehand or written on a board.
Okay. And then the idea is that you would give enough dots to everyone so that people have like 5 or 10 votes, and then you can kind of see more of a cluster distribution based on that?
Right.
Great. Okay, well, that all sounds good to me. I look forward to the draft.
Okay. Well, with the end of the hour, anything else, or we'll sign off?
I think we're good.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Talk to you all soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.